The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Greetings and salutations, Flesh Wound Radio Freaks, and welcome to Flesh Wound After Dark. Sexy voice.
Yeah. See, the music's already stopped, and no one's ever told you to do a sexy voice. I'm still waiting for you to pull it off. Maybe one day we'll get it, hey. But...
this one was closer than normal.
It was. I was better than normal. I will give you that 100%. I think it's.
I was shocked.
I think it's the fact he can't hear the music now.
I'm gonna just say, 2020 Real Sex Reboot, narrated by Dan.
As long as you're not in the middle of it, you're like sexy voice.
You know,
as they puppetried the penis, sexy voice.
your favorite real sex segment, Todd. You're all about the puppetry of the penis.
Well, hell yeah, they puppeted it.
There you go. Yeah, there's people that made a living puppeting that penis. Pugs, were you a real sex guy? You're my age,
I've seen it. It was entertaining. I don't think I love it like you.
No,
I like Katie Morgan.
Pornucopia, yes.
Oh, yeah, Pornucopia. Yeah, that was the last.
Okay, is it just me? Okay, this is not a spoiler, Dan. Does the one... I don't know what season she's in. She may be in a later one. But there's one girl on Totally Busted that resembles Katie Morgan, in my opinion. She might be in later.
I haven't got there yet.
Because you're still in the Candace Michelle season, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And Mary Carey.
Yes, okay. Okay. Just, well, we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, God. Real, we're going to have to do a real sex retro.
No.
Why would you say no? I mean, good God, real sex is like the, I mean, that was like the ultimate show for,
Dan.
Well, both our generations.
Yeah, I get it. I would like to have the entire collection, but.
What about Cat House?
Oh, Cat House, yeah. Family Business?
Family Business was the shit, too.
Oh, what was the one there? Oh, that was
Seymour
this.
Seymour Butts? You never watched that, Pug?
Oh, yeah! I fucking love Seymour Butts.
And then there was
I want to do that.
And then there was the one season. Oh, no, there was two, I think. There was the Paul Thomas one where they were trying to make Deep Throat and dealing with the rights owner.
And yeah, that was a good show, too. What the fuck was that called?
I can't... something Deep Throat? Something Deep... because there was also the Debbie Does Dallas one, too. That
yeah.
One, oh, fuck.
We should review those, actually. I want to revisit those.
Dan's been wanting me to find them, so... I know I have those somewhere on disc. I remember I recorded them when they aired. So...
Family Business has two DVD sets.
I thought it was three. Just one.
I think it was season one and then seasons two and three. I think that went like four or five seasons, though.
I thought it was only like three seasons max.
I know that it's not all on DVD.
Yeah,
now,
I think
maybe
it's...
Maybe I'm wrong and it's seasons one and two and it's three.
I thought it was just season one on DVD and two and three are missing.
No, I have two sets. It's definitely... Here, I'll tell you for sure.
All right.
I'm walking my library.
Well, I'm looking how many seasons there were.
Let's see. I know it's not all on DVD.
I'm just trying to see how many seasons there are.
Let's see here.
2003. Jesus, it's almost 20 years ago.
I am down.
All right.
I'm sure. I'm down.
It's season one is in two.
Okay, yeah. So there's four. Three and four are missing. All right, let me look up Paul Thomas because it's going to bother me what the name of that series was.
Isn't Sasha Gray... ended up being the one for Debbie Does Dallas, right? Or Deep Throat, because they made it like a detective story.
And they changed the name. It was like called Throat.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've just not watched recently, but I haven't seen the particular movies. I haven't seen too many mainstream flicks from her in a while, and she had a good run going.
Who?
Sasha Gray.
I think she's DJing right now, too, so...
Feel like a DJ to me.
I met her at a Fangoria or a Creation. She was really cool.
Yeah, I've heard. I've not met her, but I have heard.
I know, because she would have disappeared.
I've been to the ABNs and nobody disappeared.
Because there was too many people.
Fuck you.
Too many witnesses.
Fuck you, Todd. But okay. No. I like her work. I don't see her as a DJ, yeah. But yeah. She did some pretty hard shit too in porn. She wasn't like a Jenna Jameson
God
type
bless
girl.
Her.
It's that infamous clip of her licking the toilet seat that was pretty rough.
All right, yeah, I found the one. The Debbie Does Dallas one was called Debbie Does Dallas Again.
Okay.
I'm
going to look up Steve Hirsch because that should bring up the other one.
A lot of those sequels to the classics were just kind of eh.
Deeper Throat.
That's what it was called?
Yeah.
All right. I thought it was called just Throat.
But... No, that's the name of the actual porno.
Oh, okay, the movie? The clean version? Oh.
Throat was Damiano's unofficial sequel, which has a big history behind it.
No. Throat is the Paul Thomas sequel.
Oh, okay.
Damiano wouldn't give him the rights because he didn't like the story he was telling. That's why I think Deeper Throat has it because he allowed it, but he wouldn't sign off on the actual Paul Thomas film. Okay,
which is also on from Vinegar Syndrome as well. You can get Throat if you're curious. Everybody's seen Deep Throat, but
no,
yeah.
You can't get Throat from Vinegar Syndrome. You're thinking of a different movie.
Oh, never mind.
Throat came out in, 2009.
Has everybody seen Deep Throat, though? Is that still a thing?
It's overrated.
I mean,
I like the Coke scenes.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
Everything tastes better with Coke.
Yeah. Lovelace, it's not attractive. It's not a, yeah.
Even by the porn of the times, I agree, she was not. I that movie was just it lightning. I mean, it just came at no pun intended at the right time. Lovelace was not very good, but you know
the movie or like the movie
no,
the
Lovelace as a performer.
Okay,
certainly.
Yeah, I do really like Linda Lovelace for president.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty decent one.
But that's just a comedy. It doesn't have any porn.
Yeah. I mean, she really didn't even do all that much, so that was never, yeah, but it was, like, again, though, you had some that were dicey on the looks at the time, but were better performers than Linda Lovelace.
I'll take Bambi Woods over her.
Ooh, I don't think we've ever talked about her.
Well, maybe we'll tackle some Deep Throat, or sorry, some Debbie Does.
There's a lot from like the 90s and well, just the post golden age in general that are somewhat forgotten. Unless you were a golden age star that just stuck in forever, like a Nina Hartley, there was a lot that got forgotten, sadly. That was the end of my point. We can talk about the movies now.
Okay. Well, start us off.
It's the end of my brilliance. All right. Our first film of the evening, and I'm just gonna read this as written, but I should say this is our second part for Asylum Sex Comedies. You can go back and listen to the first one, which is hilarious because there's no Todd, so we sound like we're probably like psychopaths or something reacting to an invisible voice, but it is what it is. Technical difficulties, Todd's fault, and so we'll get into some more here for you guys. The first one is from 2009 and director Eric Forsberg, and I'm just going to read this synopsis. I have the German Blu-ray, so I can't read that synopsis, but I'm going to read this one because it's short and sweet. Two potheads find a stash of weed that makes women very, very horny. Boom. right to the point.
You added an extra very, sir.
Oh, well, I was just, like, selling.
I'm just messing with you.
The art of selling, Todd. Nobody sells anymore. God damn.
You're not wrong.
All right. So that pretty much covers it. So I'm just going to quote one line, and then I'm going to tag you guys in first. Did either of you gentlemen spooge in her gooch? Take it away.
Todd, you want to go first?
Yeah, actually, go ahead. I'm trying to see what this is available on for our listeners.
Okay. So this was pretty fun. Out of all the ones tonight, I think this has the best line or scene. There's a birthday party for a little boy. I fucking died.
Yeah.
That part, it was the best part of the movie, and I was cracking up to no end. But it's a good time. They do not skip on the boobage, which is cool.
Mm.
I liked hanging out with the guys. The fucking friend was pretty funny.
Who was also in number one cheerleader camp.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. It's fucking funny. I'm not a pothead, so like that part didn't appeal to me, but that didn't matter. It was a good time.
Yeah.
I highly recommend watching it, even if it's just for the birthday kid. I fucking love him. I want a spinoff. I want to know what happened to him and his mom.
You know what? I'm going to go last, Dan, so why don't you jump in?
So this one sort of has the benefit of being a stoner comedy and a sex comedy. Stoner comedies are 50-50 with me. I'm also not a stoner, so I have found that there are some where I feel like you have to be to really appreciate it. But this one definitely works as a sex comedy. And I actually thought the scene where they get trapped outside where Christine Nguyen is taking a shit was pretty funny.
Dan in that fecal play.
Uh-huh. Fuck you, Todd.
It's the German in him.
I know.
Oh, that's racist. God damn it.
Oh, okay. I'm surprising.
You're the one that smeared it on your face and started saying the N-word in the mirror.
I'm surprised he got through talking about that segment without dropping any slurs.
Tug is black, so he can make that joke. But you can't talk about crap. So that's only me. That's okay for me. But anyways, I'll
do what I want. Okay, Hitler.
I'm right.
Oh, god damn.
Hail Shine.
Yep.
Doubles down on it. That's okay. I will let it go. But all right.
To the showers.
Oh, you're my friend. You can say it. I give you permission. But anyways.
Okay, so.
So anyways, yeah, this one's really good. Much like all the other ones we reviewed, you can definitely see they didn't have a lot of money, but it really didn't matter. They're just good, authentic, politically incorrect sex comedies with a ton of tits. This one maybe slightly less, but there's still plenty. There's a lot. so you definitely get your fix. I love Nguyen, Christine Nguyen. She's in a lot of Fred Olen Ray stuff as well. And it was nice seeing her in this one. This is just it's kind of a mini sort of road trip thing with the hookers that they pick up. And like you said, the foul-mouthed kid definitely steals the show.
Fuck yeah, oh,
and the one dude getting, forced motorboated by the BBW granny was fucking.
yes, I waited for last because I unapologetically love this one. 99% of it, I'm sure, is the fact that it's got 3D boobs, because I did watch the 3D version.
Oh, yeah, you're the only one. Yeah.
So, I'm a known 3D whore, so you combine all these elements. I fucking love this one. It's a great time. It's fun.
I don't know when, but when I'm down there next, we need to watch this in 3D. Don't forget.
Okay.
Oh, can I come?
You're absolutely invited. I think we'll even get Dan to get high off this one.
All right.
That will happen when I'm down there next time.
You know what? There was one. I don't want to ruin it, but you know what? There's a term that's not politically correct. When it's like, oh, we got to pick up the thing and go. I don't want to say it, but it was awesome. It's like a Transformer type thing.
Yeah.
I that one and the kid fucking cracked me.
Damn, one pugs won't even say.
These
well,
movies...
I don't want to ruin it. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll say that word. No problem.
Yeah, but I will say these movies almost make me sad because you're just not going to get them anymore. It's you know, I mean, I'm not saying everybody's going to consider these like comedic masterpieces. I think they're a hell of a lot better than the ratings you'll read, the reviews you'll read for them online. And once again, in such a short period of time, I mean, these movies aren't ancient. You know,
10 years.
Yeah, some are 10 years, some are less. I think the last one was the newest one that we'll be doing tonight. The last.
Yeah.
One that I know.
We do them in order, Dan.
So, well, people don't all know that, Todd.
But, I know, that's why we're letting them know. Oldest to newest.
I mean, we've really, I think, only given a rating to one of these so far. They're all worth hunting down. They really are great party movies. Funnier, quite frankly, than a lot of comedies, big Hollywood comedies I see now. I could probably count on one hand the amount of truly hilarious Hollywood comedies I've seen in the last few years. Not even just sex. Sex comedies is a very small list, but there's a few.
Good Boys and what?
You know, Good Boys is funny, but they could have gone so much further with certain things in that they didn't, because once again, you can't do certain things anymore.
I don't think that has to do with certain things anymore. I think it has to do with children.
But you had ways around it.
Yeah, but
we just reviewed Private Lessons. You see what they could do.
Yeah, but that age difference is much different. We didn't even get shit like that back in the day. We just had, you know, little kids owning Richard Pryor. Good wholesome fun.
Good movie, not great, though. But, yeah. All right, so, gentlemen, what do you rate this one?
I'm going last.
you know what? 4.5, just because of that little kid. I want either a short or a fucking spinoff movie. What is that kid... That kid had to grow up and be a fucking pimp, laying fucking the law down on these hoes. So, yeah, 4.5.
Yes.
And give me a piggyback ride, asshole.
I'm a 4.5 as well. This movie's really funny, and it did it for me. I want to get some Kumba Loomba weed.
Man, I was hoping for you guys to talk me down, but you didn't. I'm giving it a 5. I'm fucking dead this week.
Always giving the 5.
You know what? I might have given it a 5 if those boobs were 3D for me, too.
I was gonna, we'll revisit this one next in October. We'll see if those ratings jump.
Probably will. So the 3D was good then, Todd?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It was, I'll tell you, in the beginning, it was a little iffy, like, but once it, like, starts going, I don't know, I was trying to figure it out, I was like, is my glasses set the reverse eye? But then I was just like, no, it's just me tripping. I was dealing with weird glasses, because one of the arms on one broke, so it was a whole thing.
Oh. Can you get new ones, too? Or
yes, but it's a known thing with these Samsung ones, I guess, like, the... Because it's, like, the glasses and you attach, like, the arms on, but the plastic's thin, so the best solution is to just laser print some, or 3D print some new ones, and they're, like, more flexible.
Oh, okay.
So I got to find someone who can laser print.
Damn. I had a connection to a 3D printer, but...
Yeah, I said laser, but yeah, 3D. I know there's places you can just send the schematics to and they'll do it, so... I'm not. I still got like 5 extra arms, but I'll probably need to get some if we're all going to watch. So I got 4 pairs of glasses. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that is definitely. I don't know when, but I guess it'll depend if Corona makes a return. But it's, yeah, we were definitely going to have to do that. All right.
What's next on the docket? Oh, and for the, so we all know, this is, you can watch this free on Vudu, or you can also watch it for free on Tubi TV.
All right.
So.
All right. So,
you know, Tubi kicks fucking ass.
Yeah, it actually does.
I need to download. That's another app I can download on.
Yeah. They have like, they even have like Night Eyes 2 on there, Dan.
It's all free, or do you rent stuff? Or so it's just a free streaming.
I've only seen free stuff.
Yeah,
they have ads.
Yeah, but that's the only thing is they have ads. So
that's not. You can't complain.
Nah, exactly.
All right. All right. Pardon me. I was taking a drink. All right. So our second film for the evening is from 2012, and Asylum Irregular director Jared Cohn, who has done a whole bunch of stuff throughout pretty much every different genre. Some really good stuff, too. I'm a fan of this guy. And this is Bikini Spring Break. A group of co-eds from a small conservative college break out of their shells when their marching band bus breaks down in Fort Lauderdale during spring break. Timely one with all those dumb fucks. Raining the beach. That's who should die. Like, if they just all fucking die, that's who should die. But, you know,
Dan, I felt like, that you meant that.
I know. I can't go that far, because you know what, if I was 19 and dumb like they are, I'd be like, fuck that, I'm going.
I don't know, maybe not at 19. I think this would still
Young and dumb and full of cum.
Well, that's true. Like, I got movies to watch. Fuck off. I hate the sun. I hate sand.
Yeah, but okay, Dan. So you guarantee there's some hot goth bitches that are easy at the beach. What are you doing?
Goth bitches don't go to the beach, Todd.
It's a scenario. Actually,
they do. And they fucking love Disneyland for some fucking reason.
I would say that's probably.
Have you ever been to the goth days at Disneyland, Pugs?
Fuck no. I was hugged enough as a child.
Well, they were hugged too much. Maybe a little too close.
Maybe.
And I'm just going to throw this out there before we start. Both of these are also on Tubi and Vudu.
Cool.
Or this is also. So I'm going to try to keep you guys posted. So.
Yeah.
But now, is it worth your time?
And the DVDs are very easy to still get in most cases, too. So you have options. All right. So first off, I want to say this one has an actual star, sex comedy legend Robert Carradine.
I can't do the fucking noise.
Revenge of the Nerds fame. The one that didn't... that knows better that you put the lime in your mouth if you're going to erotic asphyxiate yourself.
No relation, though.
Did you guys ever see Nerdvana? He hosted it with, the other guy also from Revenge of the Nerds.
Was that the
on Sci-Fi?
Yes, I did.
So good. I wish
I know. I wish I didn't get rid of it either. It just all of a sudden it ended.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Todd, I gotta say, no relation, you were wrong on that, sir.
Are they?
Yes, he is also the son of John Carradine.
Yeah, I never knew that.
Yeah, he's young, well, yeah, he's definitely, well, Carradine's dead, but he was younger than Carradine, than David Carradine, and I think he's younger than Keith, too, I believe. I think he is the youngest son. That I'm not sure. But yeah, I'm surprised you did not know that, Todd.
I did not.
I would have liked him
to. Or I forgot.
See, how did they not do, like, well, yeah, Kung Fu The Legend Continues would have been cooler if it was, like, David Carradine and Robert Carradine as this, like, dumb, younger, slightly retarded brother or something. That would have been really cool. But now I'm sad that they didn't do that. But... anyways, Bikini Spring Break. enough of our nonsense. All right, so this one is, I've talked a little bit about the budget on this, on these films in general. This one, I think, shows more than anything, especially in the fuck it, we're out of money finale, which actually worked for me. And I mean, he's definitely just collecting a check, but I kind of like the I don't give a fuck motivational coach thing that they. I mean, like, he literally doesn't give a shit throughout this whole movie.
And are we going to win? No.
Yeah. Yeah. I popped for that. This has, actually, it's not my favorite, but it does have a fucking hilarious opening with the camera, which also provides a lot of nudity. Speaking of which, I'm going to predict, at least for Pugs, this might be your favorite in terms of nudity in this batch. But
we know it wasn't the last one.
Mm-hmm.
What did you got? What did you think, Pugs?
Well, first off, this movie's dumb, but it's dumb in the fun way. So, because like, at first I was like, oh, well, not at first, because the opening scene is pretty goddamn good. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, this is kind of dragging. I mean, it's funny. But
yeah,
everyone here is a goddamn moron. But then it picks up.
It was like, a bunch of women.
Right?
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll double down on that.
Happy International Women's Day or month, whatever.
Yeah, keep acting up, and you bitches, we will send it to the 29th of February. Yeah, it was fun, though. The eye candy was awesome. I did enjoy that immensely. But yeah, it's just a dumb good time. I had fun.
extra dumb. I think one of my favorite lines in this were, retards are cute. I love my retards. What did you think, Todd?
Yeah, I know. No shocker here. I agree with it. It's dumb as shit, but it's the fun kind. Yeah. And hot girls. You know, it's weird. I'd like to see, like, the all-out big budget. Asylum's got... Asylum has a budget for a sex comedy and see what they could pull off.
I feel like if they had a budget, it probably would lose what it is. I don't think you'd have...
You know what? I'd rather have them make, like, six more with that budget.
Yeah. Yeah. This one, I guess you could say, technically suffers from it, because the way they did that ending reeked of, why do we have to actually have an ending to this? But it worked. Like you said, it's really stupid, but it does work. This isn't the funniest of them all, but I still had a good time with it. And it also had the really offensive... Asian dude in this one as well, which is a theme in a lot of movies. With Asylum, how have we not... They should have done that, maybe do a version where we get the... Like, pull a Lavalantula with Police Academy and have the Revenge of the Nerds people back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess you're not going to get Anthony Edwards, but... Still.
When that Top Gun money... Wait, no, never mind. He didn't get in that one. Spoiler if you don't know that yet.
I want to see fucking Val Kilmer.
Man, I was so... Fucking Ozzy got so excited when that trailer came up. I was like, oh, God.
Ozzy likes to...
That is the Nightmare on Elm Street 2 of 80s blockbusters.
That movie is so fucking stupid, but it's fun to make fun of.
I never liked it. I have it in 3D, and it's actually pretty cool in 3D.
Take My Breath Away. Come on.
It had a good soundtrack.
Yeah.
They only put the girl in it, Kelly McGillis, who obviously is not in the new one because they don't think she's hot enough to be with Tom Cruise. That's exactly
right.
Well, I know.
But, yeah, I'm just calling it like it is. But didn't they edit her, shoot her shit later because they thought the movie was too homoerotic?
I never heard that, but
I think I want to say that was even confirmed by somebody that her shit was shot later, because I can't remember who, but somebody referred to it as that gay fighter pilot movie, and
they still do, Dan.
They still do, but imagine if you took Kelly McGillis out.
Yeah. I don't know. Sounds fishy, but I couldn't. I'm not a Top Gun historian, far from it. I'm more of an Iron Eagle 2 guy, so.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, Lou Gossett Jr.
I know. I popped when he popped up on Watchmen.
Oh, yeah. Did you finish Watchmen?
Nope, I'm only on episode 3. Keep your mouth shut, Dan.
Okay, that's why I asked. Don. But all right, what do we rate Bikini?
I'm going to go first on this one. I am giving it a 4.
Okay.
I will match that. Mm-hmm. I say 4 as well.
It is still very worth watching and funny, but I'm a little lower. I'm a 3.5 on this, just because I did. There are a lot of things we could pick at if we didn't love these kind of movies.
The wet t-shirt contest alone, man. That was...
The tits were a 5. Yeah.
I'm just going to say this because I'm on Tubi, you know, because I had to check it. And the related titles, I'm like, I want to review that and that. There's one called After School Special. I've heard of Frat Party from 2009. I've never seen it. Mm-hmm. There's one called Bald.
Okay.
Was that about shaving?
I don't know.
I think I remember the cover to that.
Totally random because I finally, you know, I pulled out the DVD thinking about watching it. Have you seen Down in the Valley?
No.
Is it down or
Deep in the Valley? Deep in the Valley.
Chris Pratt, yeah, before he was famous, did a sex comedy.
Oh, really? No, I haven't seen that either.
So when did he become famous, Dan?
Down the Valley?
I didn't say that one. It was that Parks and Rec show he did.
Okay, I'm not going to argue. But if by your normal logic, it should have been Deep in the Valley.
Deep in the Valley is not fucking Conan or Stargate Atlantis.
It's pretty much a par with Stargate. I'm not going to argue Conan.
Bullshit.
That's back when sci-fi was spelled with an I. No one gave a shit about that network.
His breakout role was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Well, that's when he became a movie star.
Yeah, no, Deep in the Valley, I want to say I remember it being fairly funny. Wasn't it like a porn gimmick? Or they were making...
Well, it's in the valley, so it has to be. I don't know, I haven't watched it again yet. I was just getting your opinion. So.
No, absolutely, yeah. Josh Gad was in one, too. Mardi Gras Spring Break.
Oh, yes, with Carmen Electra.
Yeah. So,
what's next on the docket, Dan, so I can... check availability.
Alright, up next is our third film for the evening, which is Celebrity Sex Tape from 2012 also. This one is from director Scott Wheeler. When a group of nerds leak a washed up celebrity sex tape, the publicity revives the actress's career, and other Hollywood rejects want to star in the guy's next production. All right, so this one, I love the gimmick. It wasn't the first sex tapes, but for some reason around that time, it felt like we really just started seeing a lot of them.
I think this was their answer to Sex Tape, the movie.
Oh, yes. Well, that too.
And this one is available to stream on Tubi. Not on Vudu, but on Tubi.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will tag you guys in first. What did you think?
Todd, you want
to okay, yeah, one? Sure. I know, shocker. I enjoy this one, too. I enjoy them all. I actually like the group of guys. I mean, yeah, the plot is a little bit far-fetched, but it is just that, you know, I don't want to say caper film, but it's almost like, speaking of Revenge of the Nerds, it's almost kind of like a modern take on it, but then it's also like got the telethon-esque element with them trying to earn the money. It's a lot of different, you know, tropes, but all mashed into one that make a funny movie.
And the funny Asian guy in this one as well, Guanzai.
Yes.
I did like him. I thought he was cool.
Who is subtitled.
Yes.
Until even that couldn't be understood. Yes. That part cracked me up. Yeah, I liked it too. It's not my favorite of the night.
Mm-hmm.
But I did like everybody there.
Yeah.
I'm glad the black guy didn't end up being a total dickhead. Because I was like, oh, is this the black asshole that's going to ruin everything? He's going to be the villain of the movie? I know, he came around. Yeah, I liked hanging out with the guys. I thought it was hilarious when they went to go, the first time they went to go to the like convention and find a star to bang.
Yes.
I was like, I should try that.
Hey, if you got actual money to throw around, I feel like there's a few you could get. There's...
Oh, yeah, man. I think so.
I'm
going the other way. I think Pugs is going to hit the wrestling cons and try to see if he can get Sunny in.
You flash a couple 50s, you're good.
Oh,
nice,
yeah.
Get her hot dog.
Right. That's right. Her Skype shows are back up and running.
Oh yeah!
What a time
for behavior!
What a time for Pugs to be broke.
Right? I got no income right now. You fucking bitch! How's my credit, Sonny?
Dude, at this point, she should probably be paying you. Let's be honest. I mean,
I'll take it.
I'm with you, Pugs.
Yeah, still Sonny. Jeez. Anyway.
Yeah. For the story, Dan.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I'm not saying
it. You know she takes it in the pooper.
Sunny side up.
I want you to wear that Hall of Fame ring.
Yeah.
And grab it. Anyway. Yeah, good shit. I thought it was fucking hilarious. And really good time.
Yeah, this one is. I Kwan definitely steals the show. The fact that he actually said fucky sucky was a highlight. And this one actually has an actual... porn star in it, Emily Addison, who I met way back at the ABN show. I think I did. I don't really have anything to say about her. I don't remember, but there's a picture with me and her somewhere. I do like the convention angle. I thought that was actually really clever.
The convention as in one room.
Yeah.
That how would it used to be run.
Right.
No, that's exactly how it would be, because Asylum, if at least the chiller model, it would be in the like the C-level room that you have to go up one floor and nobody really knows where it's at.
Hey, Pugs, was it at least better than the Halloween convention?
Oh my God, tenfold! Fucking, they should take notes on how it's done.
That's the origins of your beef with Sean Clark.
Yes, fuck that guy.
I know. I was talking to him the other day because he used to go to the taco spot right by my house I used to go to before it moved. Oh. I didn't realize he graduated from the same high school as me, too.
Can you imagine the look on his face when that chick bit Norman Reedus? I'm just picturing him, like, getting up and, like, just fucking drop-kicking her in the fucking face.
He's a pussy.
My meal ticket. Just like fucking Sweet Chin Music's the bitch. Before she got to him. Anyways, I don't have anything bad to say. I mean, but I've really only just met him briefly.
He sucks.
That convention sounds like it sucked pretty hard. But wasn't your beef the actual Halloween tour, which we just did ourselves?
It just piled on top of everything. Like, I bought the most expensive one thinking that, like, okay, cool, I'll be taken care of. And it was just a fucking shit show nightmare. Fuck him. Fuck everyone he represents. He's just not a good person. He's not a good businessman. He's smart to attach himself to certain people, but I'll say this though, he is a good interview. I will listen to it to him whenever he talks about horror because
yeah,
he's knowledgeable.
Yeah,
but as a person and a businessman, fuck that guy.
There you go. So you give him a zero stars then.
So he's your
Chris. I give him a 19, the COVID style.
Oh. God, I can imagine if he gets it, will there be some really horrible jokes?
Jokes. So. Okay.
Oh, and my favorite line in this is "My pussy has all the oxygen you need."
12 seconds worth, right?
Yes.
That's a good death.
I'm a 3.5 on this one as well. Not the best of the best, but again, I still had a great time. I liked all of these, really. What say you guys?
I'll go 3.5 to you. That's a solid number for this one. Room for improvement, but a goddamn good time.
Yeah, throw me in there for the 3.5 also.
Cool, cool. All right, we'll move on to our main event of the evening, which this one even kind of slipped under my radar because I think it's kind of getting into the era where a lot of Asylum now, well, this one didn't bypass DVD, but I don't know, it gets getting into that point where it's like you couldn't like get everything they put out at like Best Buy or...
Yeah, so, this one, this one and Alpha Knight both passed me by, and we'll hopefully talk Alpha Knight in the future.
Yeah, we'll have one more, I think, of their stuff, or a half show maybe.
No, I think we only have literally Alpha Knight, so.
Oh, Alpha House, you mean?
Yeah, Alpha, I'm combining the two.
That's cool.
Yes, and I'll just get it out of the way. You can purchase this on Vudu for $9.99 or $14.99 in HD, or you can watch it for free on Tubi. Again, they also have, yeah.
And so, if you are patient and don't need it right away, this one's been on sale for like $5 a couple times.
Well, that's pretty much all the Asylum titles go on sale for cheap.
Yeah.
But so, if you're really cheap, again, Tubi TV.
There you go. So this one comes from co-directors Maximilian Elfelt and Jeff Newman. When a bachelor party and the bachelorette party cross paths in Vegas, only the best man and the maid of honor can save their friends from a night of epic mistakes. All right, so definitely not a whole lot in the way of definitely not a clever storyline here. This has been done before. We kind of get you watch this and it's like, oh, okay, that's Bradley Cooper from The Hangover. I'm kind of surprised they didn't have a Galifianakis character.
I think that was the black dude.
Well, he was Bradley Cooper because he was the one that was setting it up. We didn't really get a Galifianakis.
Yeah, you're right.
All of these guys kind of...
See, I was thinking of the friend as Bradley Cooper. But no, the friend, I don't know, whatever.
But, all right, so.
And his name was even Frank, so I don't know. That.
All right, so this one's not as good for me. It also, there's a ton of fucking hits in this one, so they all, none failed to bring that. There are a couple funny bits. When she just randomly starts blowing the one dude, that
the car?
Was yeah, that was kind of funny, the look on his face. This one doesn't have as many like big laughs. I did like stop sucking the butt plugs, Dennis. That was funny. But this one was definitely, if this is the last sex comedy they did, there might be a reason for it. I still liked it, but you really have to be very forgiving, I think, to truly love this one. But maybe I'm wrong. What did you guys think?
I must be very forgiving because I had a shitload of fun with this one. Mm. It's the first time I've seen it, though, also, whereas the others I've seen a few times. But yeah, we've seen it all before. It's all been done, but I liked it.
Hottest chicks in this one.
Yeah, almost. A couple threw off the curve, but other than that...
For me.
Okay, I'm not going to argue that, because that's your opinion, and you can't be wrong on your opinion. I guess we can, but just not Dan.
There you go, now you're getting it.
Okay.
At least he owned it.
Exactly.
Like they used to.
Oh, damn. But what'd you think, Pugs?
-5, because I don't want to see black girl titties on my TV.
Oh, God.
Nasty fucking no dice. No, it was pretty funny.
She was gorgeous, but go ahead.
She's gross. But her friend was hot. I'm like, Miss Thang, can you just leave while me and your homegirl get down to business?
Once again, Pugs is black, so that's why he's allowed to make that really horrible joke. She was gorgeous.
Anyway, though. No.
He was a 9, at least.
On a black scale, sure. Those are negative numbers. Anyway, the movie's funny, but yeah, it wasn't the best of the night. But I think the quality of filmmaking in this one was top-notch for... I think this one looked the best out of everyone.
Yeah, and unlike the other ones, we went to a lot of different locations, where the other ones, it's not as much.
And then I really liked the tall girl. She was hot.
The Bachelorette?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was hot. So, yeah. The plane scene was hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah, it was just fun. Like, I wish it was a little better. Because, like, when I see the word bachelor in a movie, I automatically think bachelor party, and, like, that's really hard to beat.
I have a question, speaking of bachelor party, because I haven't. Have either of you two gentlemen seen Bachelor Party 2?
Yes.
I have seen a clip, but I haven't seen the whole thing. I would like to. Or is it Bachelor Party Vegas, right?
No. That's a different thing. There's an actual Bachelor Party 2.
With Harlan Williams.
Yeah, it's a straight-to-video thing.
Then no, yeah. I have not.
I love Harlan Williams. I just was like putting things together I haven't seen. I haven't seen Eurotrip 2, which is another more recent sex comedy. So...
I would be down.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about trying to do like one sex comedy show a month. So for the B show, because we're kind of doing I don't want to do A and B show. We're not fucking WWE and shit. For the second show, the Thursday show, we won't just be like this month. All the Thursday shows were sex comedy. So next month we'll do maybe an After Dark, regular After Dark, maybe a sex comedy After Dark. Maybe post nuke, you know, we're going to mix it up. So the second hour, so the first hour will be horror for sure. Second hour could be horror because it's a heavy horror week, or the second hour could be another sex comedy show, post nuke show, Dan's action adventure. I don't know.
Join the groups because you can request stuff if there's something you're interested in doing. We'll take requests.
Just no National Geographic shows for Dan, please.
Fuck you, Dan. All right. I also wanted to point out Amy Lindsay, our main MILF from MILF, is also in this one. So there's some crossover in a lot of these movies.
Yeah.
In terms of the cast. So she goes, I didn't realize that she kind of went back to some classic erotic thrillers and softcore stuff as well. She was in Forbidden Sins with Shannon Tweed. She was in Black Tie Nights. She's kind of had a career before that.
You know, we need to do some erotic thrillers again. We have only done the one erotic thriller show too.
Yeah, there's she was in
Luca
Alien, Alien 2. So she's done some cool shit. Beverly Hills Bordello. Memories. But yeah, no, I'm totally down for erotic thrillers. This one, I had a good time with it. It's just, I don't know, unless you're obsessed with these kind of movies like us, I could see this sort of being just, nice tits, but nothing else to it for a lot of people. I don't know, this one didn't have, like, that super hilarious moment for me. But it brought the tits, and I can't complain.
So it's Thank legit.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So, we're going to rate it?
Somebody does get called a log jammer, though, too. So, there are a few funny lines.
Yeah, well, let's let Dan go first.
This one, I'll give a 3. This is the weakest out of this batch. But
much
still,
higher than I expected.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't have any major complaints. I don't know. Just not a couple. Well, they had the money shots, but not in terms of comedy for me.
I really had fun with it. Again, it's probably not the best of the night, and it was my first time seeing it, so I think the newness of it also was refreshing for me. Mm-hmm. But I gave it a 3.5. I was borderline 4, but I think 3.5 is fair.
Cool.
I'm joining one of you.
Uh-oh.
No, it's fine. Mm-hmm. It's getting extra points because I liked it, like in the Bachelorette. So, 3.5.
You know what I was also thinking?
You know what's great about this film? None of us are fighting over the same woman because we know which one Dan liked. He liked the black chick. You liked that one, and I like the Russian chick. So, it's the perfect film.
There we go.
Now it's all fives. No
Who's
fighting.
To say I'm
one big gonna... hole.
Or take each other out, try and go for all three.
We know you liked Amber, Dan. It's all right.
I'm not denying that at all. You know what I was
Look,
thinking?
Most of these girls have 3 holes anyway, so there's one for each of us.
This is true.
All right. Well, that is true.
I'll let you two go ball to ball.
That's fine.
That is another porn trope that I am... that takes me out of it. Not a fan of the old double stuff, but
yeah. Really?
Nah.
But lesbians?
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. The dick scares him off. They're all bigger than his, so he just clams mashing together.
I like some dicey stuff. Not interested in like tag teaming a chick. Just not my thing.
So bound gang bangs. Not your thing?
No.
Gang bang into submission?
Yes. Gang bang him into submission.
But the son of a certain friend, yes, I remember that. Comment.
Caesar's kid, yeah.
I remember you were talking about it across... Just, all right, then. You just, like, have to go and...
They don't listen to this shit.
But, well, they might, Todd. Everybody's locked down. He's locked down with his fucking arsenal of... shit.
He's too busy watching the submission gangbang or whatever the fuck it's called.
My favorite thing. I don't know if I could say this one.
I remember you talking about it to Andre across the table at Denny's, and like I remember the waiter just kind of like, "What the hell did I just walk in on?" it was pretty funny.
I just remember the mom. She's like, I don't want to hear that.
Danielle. Oh, whoops.
Yeah. Who cares?
That cracked me up the most.
Yes.
I don't want to hear that.
Wouldn't it be funny if we got really famous and then, like, you ruin the poor kid's life? It's like, gang banged into submission, dude.
I didn't talk about when he got caught masturbating and didn't stop.
What? I didn't hear this one.
Like, we need to talk about Kevin style? I haven't heard this either.
That's the story, Bobby.
What?
I don't want to see.
Oh.
Someone walked in on him.
Who walked in on him?
I don't want to say who it was because of a connection. I'll just say it this way.
It slipped. It slipped already.
Yeah, I did, but I didn't give too much. If Dan didn't catch it, it was a daughter's boyfriend. Is that better?
No.
Oh, well, that gives it to me, I think.
Yeah.
But, all right. Dan stopped, though. Okay. Well, hey.
Oh, my God. I can just imagine that raspy voice of yours.
I just want to know if he threw the horns up before he shut the door.
With that smile?
Yes. Oh, Jesus, I feel like I need to cut this out. But I'm not.
Hey, he's the one that got his privacy invaded. He doesn't have to stop it.
He was probably in the middle of like those vinegar strokes.
At a certain
point, it's your own risk.
What kind of strokes, Dan?
Would have been funnier if he was like finishing and he got like the load to the face when he walked in on him.
What have we seen that in numerous times?
A lot of different.
I know. I'm trying to think of one and I can't name any.
Grandma's boy.
Oh, there! I love Grandma's boy.
I've got a funnier one. It was like a really bad career move, but it is kind of a funny movie. Boat Trip.
I love Boat Trip.
Did you see when Cuba Gooding Jr. came on James Bond's face?
I gotta watch Boat Trip again.
It's Rosalind Sanchez, I think, was the girl. I think that's her name. And like, he was trying to keep up the gay cover, and whilst he was changing, and he started to bust. You can see Cuba Gooding Jr. just stick his dick out a window and bust a nut right on James
Pugs. Have you seen Boat Trip already?
I have. I don't think I have. I think I'm confusing with Out to Sea with Jack Lemmon.
Boat Trip is it Horatio Sands and Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Cuba Gooding Jr., Horatio Sands, and Roger fucking Moore.
Okay, well, ignore the Moore part if you're letting me. It's Horatio Sands and Cuba Gooding Jr. both pretending to be gay to go on a boat trip, a gay boat
no,
trip.
No, they weren't pretending. What happened was, remember Will Ferrell got pissed at him as the travel agent? He booked him on the
cruise. Okay. Well,
now they Cuba keeps
okay. Well, that is way too much information. I didn't need to give that much out. The point of the synopsis I was giving was they're pretending to be gay on the boat trip.
The funniest.
Dan, hold on before you start talking. I'm going to say we should do a commentary on it. That's what I'm saying, so you don't give everything away.
Because of the premise, it's
something you 100% couldn't make today.
No, you couldn't make that. Well, that one, though, you know what was really funny? That did have the sort of, we were dicks, but we kind of changed sort of thing to it, too. But oh, man, the scene where they first go on they're getting on the boat, and Horatio Sands is just like, man, we're going to get so much pussy. And he's just like walking around, and it finally clicks when the dude in assless chaps walks past him. that moment is so fucking funny. All right, book it. You talked me into it, Todd. It's been a while.
Let's do it. I want to see.
all right, so we rated Bachelor Night, right?
Yes, we did.
All right, so guys, check out fleshwoundfeatures.com and the Flesh Wound Dan eBay. We appreciate it while you're under quarantine. Also, be sure to like the Flesh Wound Features Facebook page and join the Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio group, or we'll cut your fucking head off. Yeah, that's where you can suggest stuff. We're down for suggestions.
And I guess I'll just say it now, because due to everything going on, we're not sure if we'll get the new Vinegar Syndrome package in time for the March releases, but we've already discussed having a backup plan, and we'll do some classic titles that we've never touched upon on Flesh Wound Radio at all. So we'll be able to do a regular and an After Dark next week if we do that.
Absolutely.
So that means
Spartacus Retro after Hannibal.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Let's plan for April. We'll do a season of B show.
Absolutely.
Or even not. Even if we do one once, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right. Well.
All right, gentlemen. It was a pleasure as always. Hope you're enjoying the rest of your lockdown tonight.
Oh yeah. Stay safe. Stay clean.
Yep.
Yes. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Never pull out.